Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures relatively quiet today, all but a few moments of chaos. So we had about a midday sell-off in the wheat futures that caught everybody by surprise. They were the leader coming in to start the day, being the strongest month. July, Kansas City traded up to 634 3/4 on the high today, and that was up 3 or 4 cents. And then Chicago, March, front month March, traded up to 586. A lot of people looking forward to find resistance at that $6 level. But then at midday, the market really reacted negatively and sold off to the nose. Had a 20-cent range in the March Kansas City and about a 14-cent range in the July Kansas City. And of course, most of the news driving the wheat futures is relative to this weather pattern we're seeing moving across the southern plains. We're fortunate to have snowfall cover this time, as the cold temperature will not damage the crop as bad as the previous cold spells. And of course, added nitrogen and moisture as the snow melts slower than the rainfall runs off. There's added nitrogen. So we're not expecting to see a large decrease in the crop ratings again this next week like we saw the last week. Of course, last week they deteriorated in that good to excellent category, 30%+. So it's early in the year and a lot can happen, but it doesn't look like it'll be worse this week.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
No information today out of the government or any private entities regarding grain news, but we do have a big report on Monday morning. Monday morning, 11 a.m., we'll have the crop production and the USDA supply and demand, the latest report for that. Both of those monthly reports, so they're not the big quarterly or final numbers, but a pretty big report. That'll be Monday morning at 11 a.m. Now, keep in mind, we still have the export report Monday morning at 10. So there's going to be a lot of things going on Monday, and perhaps today's trade or a large part of the day's trade was positioning ahead of that. We'll probably see some unexpected moves Sunday night and Monday morning before that and possibly after that. But for now, that's what we're geared up for at this time. Of course, as normal, the soybean complex has a potential to be the most volatile. Year-to-date sales are running 28% of where we were 1 year ago, and shipments 18% of where we were, or where the USDA is forecasting. So there's a lot of demand on that side, and there's going to be quite a wide range of estimates here based on the ending stocks. Corn should be a little less volatile, but we're having really good sales there, 136% of over a year ago, and shipments 80% ahead of the USDA. So lots of volatility expected.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, February live cattle were up $1.65 at 141.20. March feeders were up 80 cents at 167.80. And February lean hogs were up 7 cents at 86.57. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up half a penny at 6.49 1/4. Chicago March corn gained 1 1/4 cents and closed at 4.44 1/4. March soybeans were up 5 3/4 cents and closed at 13.31 1/2. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 116 points and closed at 87.47 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.